At first glance, it looks like a tuft of cotton caught on a prickly pear spine. But press a bit of that fluff between your fingers and watch it bleed a vivid, skin-staining scarlet. Cool, right? Well, if you're like me, it is. But if you're vegan or bug-averse, it might not be the same kind of thrill. That crimson comes from the bodies of the teeny cochineal insects you've just crushed in their cocoons, something humans have been doing for centuries. As Florida native plant party tricks go, this is one of my favorites. They may not look like much, but these tiny creatures that dot cactus paddles in Florida's scrublands were once more valuable than gold and are still economically important today for the defensive carminic acid they produce, which creates their characteristic cherry red. As far as I know, no one's harvesting cochineal beetles here these days, but Nancy Kilmartin of Lee County Parks, who knows a thing or two or three about ethnobotany and how to enthrall young campers, will tell you it was used by the Spaniards and the Catholic Church to dye the robes of royalty and priests red. And according to author Howard Garrett, it takes some 70,000 insects to make a single pound of dye, which is mostly produced in Central and South America. The tiny insects are collected when they're about 90 days old, he writes, in a labor-intensive harvesting process. They have to be individually knocked, brushed, or picked from the cacti and placed into bags. The insects are gathered by small groups of collectors who sell them to processors or exporters. It's also a safe bet Southwest Florida's ancient Colusa Indians used cochineal too, something Nancy points out to anyone lucky enough to visit Mound Key with her, because that Asterobai Island is full of prickly pear. She told me, when I conducted tours there in my past lifetime, I would crush one and spread it on my cheek. Nancy would then ask tour participants if they'd like some real Colusa face paint. It was only after they'd swiped it on that she'd tell them what they'd just applied to their skin was bug guts. But it's also a safe bet that the face-painted tourists had come across crushed cochineal before, whether or not they realized it. Their extract, often labeled carmine, is a common food coloring and shows up in yogurt, ground meat, candy, and cosmetics. It created a tempest of criticism for Starbucks a few years ago when the company started using it for some of its drinks as a move away from artificial red food coloring. Vegans cried foul, and the company eventually changed its recipes. But one of the main reasons I like showing people cochineal is because where there are prickly pears, there are usually gopher tortoises. One of my favorite local critters, this keystone species feeds on the cactus's fleshy paddles. Gopher tortoises are an excellent illustration of why it's important to keep wild places wild. Their burrows provide shelter for some 400, yes, 400 Florida creatures, including rare indigo snakes, burrowing owls, gopher frogs, mice, and crickets. And though some humans may recoil from cochineal when they're on prickly pears, gopher tortoises will devour them with relish, bright red relish.